Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Colin Dunlap, Chris Mack, producer Matt, he's here. Colin, he's on the updates. He'll join us in just a moment or so. Breaking news overnight. AB is on an elliptical. AB is breathing hard. AB is breathing nonsense. Here's AB from his Instagram page with the nonsense.
Hey, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more guarantees. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people.
Okay, so on top of inventing the word unguarantees, and top of being on the elliptical and being sweaty, AB is either insane or crazy like a fox. And I don't think he's smart enough to be crazy like a fox. I think AB is just insane at this point. Number one, the guaranteed money. And number two, the decision that he wants to make right here. Number one, it's not up to him, okay? The guaranteed money, AB, he has 3 years left on his contract. What is he talking about? Is this an effort to just do everything that he can to make as many people mad as he can to try to get released?
There's one of two things going on here. Either AB actually, like you said, is crazy like a fox and thinks he can somehow get released or traded and then work a new deal because he's that strapped for cash that he needs to have a big old guaranteed money.
But isn't his trade value tied to the fact that his value is so, he's a value guy right now?
That's why you could still get something for a 30-year-old wide receiver. Or more than likely, he's just reached the manic point of his breakdown on the elliptical at 2:30 in the morning on his Instagram story, telling everybody how he doesn't want any more unguarantees. I don't know. Look, he's either insane, as you put it, or he's trying to maneuver for something. Either way, he's maneuvering his way away from that unguarantee.
Yeah, he also, on Facebook, he does these little videos, these Facebook stories or whatever.
Right.
These little vignettes, and it shows, like, it goes from Ed Chapo prepared meals to he's sitting in a, you know, like a G7 or something, and up in the air, taking pictures of clouds. Then he's taking videos of, he's making like signs with his goat rings.
He had a Facebook Live yesterday afternoon that barely worked because he was on a plane.
Yeah, so he's got those goat rings that he has.
Well, does he honestly believe? And here's, I don't think he would disseminate this unless he honestly believed it. And that's the point where we are right now that is the discussion. He wants more guaranteed money. Well, if he got traded or if somebody stepped in and say they released him, the Steelers released him, which they're not going to do, how is he going to get more guaranteed money right now?
The
contract he signed is through 2021. No matter what team he goes to, they're not going to renegotiate it. Is AB planning on sitting out? Is he not going to play? Is he going to try to get another contract? Teams are going to do the exact same thing that they did with his buddy Le'Veon Bell and tell him, go pound salt, sit over there. We're not going to renegotiate anything.
Where the hell is Drew Rosenhaus in this whole thing?
Exactly. I don't understand, and we are at this point in the AB saga. I'm not understanding his end game. His end game at all. In so much as trying, other than not wanting to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know what he's so mad about. What is AB so mad about?
Doesn't make any sense. They've given him everything he's wanted, basically.
Correct.
Is he mad at the contract that he himself signed 2 years ago?
He's already gotten a couple of big roster bonuses.
And isn't his money now mostly guaranteed because of the money was changed because the contract restructuring?
I think so, yes.
So
which means over the last 2 years, he's gotten several extremely large checks.
Yes.
Is there a chance that it's just all gone?
That is a big point in all of this. Is there a real possibility that Antonio Brown is hedging and hindering on being broke right now?
Not very liquid.
I'm serious about it.
He's got no cash.
That's a lot of money.
Have you seen the way he lives?
Yeah, but
have you seen the extravagant nature of which
he bought those planes
on the private jets? That stuff, it's not cheap. Private jets, private chefs, private trainers, this house, that house, this city, that city. What if the dude just spent all his money and now he realizes he needs a whole lot more to continue the lifestyle that he has, and the only way he's going to get that is to force his way out of Pittsburgh and hopefully get a new contract somewhere?
And
it's not going to work.
I don't think other teams are going to play that, though.
No, it's not going to work. But
no one is going to give him more guaranteed money. The contract is the contract. It is what it is.
He wouldn't.
No one's doing anything until 2021.
He would not give the mother of his daughter $100 to pay for a haircut. Maybe he ain't got it.
I don't know. I'll tell you what he doesn't have for sure, and that's an end game. The guy is acting absolutely moronic. 412-928-9370. We do have to get down to this, though, as the latest AB video comes out. What does he have to be so mad about? What is he angry about? What is his whole point in all of this?
Hey, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more guarantees. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people.
Not a game. Does he know teams can't call him right now?
He has no idea.
Does he know that?
And his agent should pull him aside and explain to him how this is supposed to work.
Yes, and that's from AB's Instagram. Big thanks to him for putting that out there. Gave us a little to talk about this morning, as we were going to talk about him probably. Nonetheless, big Ron Cook column that we'll talk about at 7 o'clock today. Eric Hagman joins us from Florida at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. And another Eric. Eric from Tap Brick Oven. He's going to join us at the end of the show today because we have a big event on Thursday night. Can't wait for
it. Drink Pittsburgh.
And we're going to be spinning pizzas.
Yeah, well, trying to anyway.
He's going to show us how to do it. We're going to talk all about this in the 9 o'clock hour. Nonetheless, back to AB. So he's under contract. These other teams, they really can't do anything right now. They could work out a trade, but kind of behind closed doors, right? Mm-hmm. In the kind of the back channels.
In principle, as they say.
The fundamental question for me is, what does Antonio Brown have to be so mad about? Does he have to be mad about the fact that he's not getting the football the way that he thought? He caught, what, 15 touchdowns this past year?
Over 100 passes.
Does he have to be mad about the money? He's not going to get money somewhere else that's different than this. Does he have to be mad about not winning? Now, the Steelers, honestly, they didn't have the season they thought they would, but is he going to go somewhere where he thinks, like, he's not going to go to New England. He's not going to go to the Rams.
No, he'd be much happier catching 200 passes and going 6-10.
So is he mad then that he's not unequivocally the star? Does this get back to what people kind of said, and that people projected out that he's mad he has to share the spotlight with Juju Smith-Schuster?
The only thing I can come up with is that he's upset that he's not the guy who's more powerful than anybody else in that building not named Rooney. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it all keeps coming back. All the tweets that he likes, all the things that he answered on that Q&A other day. It all comes back to Ben, and it all comes back to Tomlin. That's what it all comes back to. And those are the two most powerful guys in that building not named Rooney.
Do you think that anybody – now, let's take the people who own NFL franchises. They're by and large really smart people. Even the people you make fun of, like Jerry Jones or some, they've gotten to that point because they're really smart people. Do you think that anybody in their right mind, in seeing the state that this guy is in right now, is going to say – they might bring him in there. For sure, because the otherworldly talent that he does possess.
Right.
But do you think that they're going to say, all right, go ahead and be the most important guy in our franchise. Be the decision maker. You drive the whole franchise. I can't see that happening right now.
I can't see an AAS team doing that right now. The dude's insane.
This is T.O. all over again. I mean, this is the way T.O. was acting. And what? 2005, whatever it was.
That 2 a.m. elliptical video is the equivalent of T.O. doing sit-ups in the driveway.
Same exact thing. So, all that being said, I don't understand what he's mad about, and I don't understand what he wants, because he's never made those two things clear. He's mad that is he mad that a guy who's played longer than him, that's had more success than him, has more power than him within the building? I think that's what it comes down to.
That's exactly what it is. And now, here's the pinch, really, is that a guy who is younger than him, who is more popular with the fans than him now, or as popular with the fans as him, and more popular with his teammates than him, is also coming along.
See,
there's no window for AB to be the guy.
The Steelers aren't a mess. This guy's a freaking mess.
Yes.
That's the big misnomer around town right now, I think, or that some people are trying to push forward. And I think a lot of smart people have seen through this. But the Steelers aren't a mess. I honestly believe that. One guy is a total, total mess. And maybe something real bad psychologically is happening with him.
And look, we can sit here and we can find faults with Ben Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin. You can find faults with a lot of people within the organization. But you can't sit here and put the actions of a 30-year-old man who now looks to be completely off the rails on a whole bunch of other people.
Right. It's not Richie Incognito. It's not, you know, it's not somebody relatively young. I mean, this is a guy that's been in the league a long time.
Yes.
A guy that's done a lot of things in the league.
Who a month before he walked off the practice field and abandoned his team, told the media, told the world that he was perfectly fine with the way he was being treated by the quarterback and the head coach.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.